Welcome back to our Success in a Year program as we enter month number 9. And here we're going to be talking about communication and public speaking. And you might be thinking, well, I didn't sign up for this to become a public speaker. I don't need to get up in front of people and share my ideas. But I know something about you. You joined this program because you're a high achiever. You're trying to build more success into your life. You're trying to get to a higher level. And I guarantee you, it doesn't matter what vocation you're in, doesn't matter what your goals are, where you're trying to get to, that the art of speaking and communicating your ideas, either one-on-one or to a group of people, will only help you on your journey to success. This is a skill that cannot possibly hurt you. And so it is your duty to learn how to do this at least at a proficient level. Now, you don't have to be the world's greatest orator and make, you know, charge money for your speaking fees. You don't have to get to that level. What we are suggesting you do and highly recommending you do is learning how to confidently and successfully communicate your ideas. You know that this is going to get you to the next level and beyond if you can do this successfully. So having said that, let's dive in. Now, the fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter how brilliant you are, how much experience or knowledge you've accumulated over the years, or how good you are at your art form or your craft. If you cannot communicate yourself effectively, your success will be limited. The idea here is that I don't care how much you know. If you can't teach me, if you can't explain it in a level that will help benefit me in my life, then what use is that to me? And you already know the answer. And so it's your duty to your craft and to the things that you've built into your life to be able to successfully communicate it so other people can benefit from all of the effort you spend at becoming an expert or doing whatever it is that you do to become proficient in your life. So the thing to remember here is that communication is more than just speaking the words. It really requires thought and preparation and making sure that you're delivering yourself clearly and in a straightforward fashion. Now, that may seem simple, or depending on your personality, maybe that seems a little bit nerve-wracking to you. Either way, this doesn't necessarily happen overnight. Yes, you can probably carry out a conversation right now, one-on-one or casually with somebody at a coffee shop, but what I found, and I'm sure you agree, is that when you get up in front of a group of people or when you're presenting yourself in a way where you're trying to persuade or communicate a new idea, if we're not used to that kind of environment, our minds can tend to play a little bit of a trick on us, and our minds might escape or shut us down, and we forget exactly what we wanted to say in the moment. And that's where you need to recognize that successful communication in a public speaking format doesn't necessarily just happen by chance or naturally. Even the people that you watch and admire how good they are at speaking in front of a group of people probably had to spend a lot of time practicing that. There's very few people that just get up and wing it and nail it the first time. Now, that might seem counterintuitive. You might not believe it, but it's true. Do a little bit of research on people who speak in front of audiences. Almost 100% of the time, they have really, really practiced that craft to get good at it. They were not natural at it, nor are you, but that doesn't mean you can't get to where they got to. Set the baseline and you'll understand that a little bit better. But you want to make sure that you're clear and straightforward with your delivery. But this is another aspect here that I want to touch on. Public speaking is often a huge fear of people. And in a previous month, we talked about the importance of facing our fears and operating in the face of fear, or even just doing things scared if we had to. And if you really want to master yourself and take yourself to the next level and become the kind of person who really achieves maximum potential in their lifetime, then public speaking is absolutely something that you want to conquer and become at least proficient at. Again, we're not necessarily suggesting you become a paid speaker, but you want to be good at this. So we talked earlier about the need for you to practice this. Let's actually talk about some action steps that will get you going on that path. So the first thing is, take a few minutes, or it might take you a little while actually, and outline a 5-minute speech. And the outline is basically the topic of your talk and each point you want to make. Now, if you want to take this a step further, you could join an association like Toastmasters, and they actually have assignments and weekly get-togethers where you can do 5-minute speeches just like this in a very supportive environment. So if you really want to take this lesson to heart, you might want to do something like that. Then, using the outline, write the full speech. Now, what's cool about this is when you write it, it allows you to form your thoughts slowly and to really think about the message that you want to communicate in a safe, friendly environment. There's nobody listening to you. You can let your thoughts flow a little bit. You could even use mind mapping or brainstorming to really make sure you get in touch with the most important ideas that you feel good about. And then you can write it into a full speech to a point where you can actually hear yourself speaking it, at least in your mind. Then it comes time to practice your speech. Now, practicing your speech in the mirror is great, or practicing your speech out loud, maybe taping yourself, doing it on camera so that you can see yourself, watch your delivery, watch your mannerisms, listen to your tone. I'm going to warn you here that if you haven't done this before, there's a very good chance that you're going to hate watching the playback. Either if you record just the audio, you're going to hate the sound of your voice, or if you do a video, you might not like the way you look and or sound, and that's okay. That's the whole journey that we're on here, is to overcome these inhibitions and overcome the discomfort and fear of this and make it second nature to you, so you don't even worry about it anymore. Again, people that you watch and admire as great communicators, they went through this, you can get through it too, and it's only going to enhance and improve your life. Then you want to practice your speech into an audience. So you might want to start just with your spouse or some immediate family members or friends, but this might be out of your comfort zone to begin with. So that's okay. Pick the smallest audience you need to get it done the first time and then build from there. You might want to do it in a group setting, or maybe you want to call a meeting at the office with some of your colleagues or even your managers, or a larger group, depending on your level of ambition here. And then you might want to take it a step further and do a video where you can post it on YouTube and Facebook. And now you're opening up a whole new world of people that can watch it virtually. And believe it or not, this can also be a very uncomfortable or kind of scary thing to do if you've never done it before. But once you do it a few times, you really start wearing down that whole nervous aspect of it, and you make it a lot more second nature to you. By the end of doing all of this, your fear of public speaking, if you had one before, will be drastically diminished. But also, you've taken an entire month to work on your art form and your craft of being a better communicator, of being a better speaker. And like we said at the very beginning, this is only going to help you become more successful in whatever endeavor you're working towards right now. Best of luck with this month.